This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Carson, Bob Andre coming up here in just a minute. Let me play something. I love John Kennedy from Louisiana. Senator Kennedy, always a wordsmith himself, talking about the big, beautiful bill now that it's moved over to the Senate.
We'll end up passing something. I don't know what that something will look like. Senator Johnson makes some good points. We do need to work towards spending less in this bill. I'm not real crazy about the changes that the House made, for example, to the SALT deduction. I will support reducing spending to the point that we run out of votes. I mean, we've got to pass a bill. You know, some people have a greater appetite for reducing spending, I'm one of them, than others. Mm. But we'll get it done. If I were Senator Thune, though, I would give us a time limit. This bill's not like wine. It doesn't get better with age. Mm. We've got to wrap this up in about the next 60 days, and probably the president will have to get involved. It won't be unanimous on our side. Senator Paul, who I respect, Rand's not going to vote for anything ever. I mean, he's just not. And so you just got to throw that one away.
Well, and he referred to Senator Johnson. He's talking about Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. Listen, Senator Hawley is raising some concerns as well. Now, he's given a 60-day timetable there. That's a little longer timetable than the president of the White House are giving right now. But let's talk with one of the newest members from Missouri's congressional delegation, Congressman Bob Onder from the 3rd District. Hello, Congressman. How are you this afternoon?
Doing great. Thank you. Good to be back.
I'm very curious about your perspective on all this. We haven't caught up here in a couple of weeks, and you're, if nothing else, a very fiscal conservative. But you also understand the reality, and I think you heard an allusion to that from Senator Kennedy. There's math involved here. You have to pass a bill. There's going to be some compromise and some sacrifices, but can we achieve what you think is important here in what is referred to the big, beautiful bill?
Sure, Mark. Well, I think I faced the decision, do I vote for this bill or do I vote against this bill?
Right.
And yes or no. And I voted, of course, for this bill. Fundamentally, this bill is about one big question. There are a lot of other issues, but it is about whether we were going to renew the Trump 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act, or whether by letting it expire, we were going to raise taxes by $4.5 trillion on the American people, 22% tax increase for the average American family, which amounts to about $1,600-$1,700, where we're going to let the small business tax deduction go away, where we're going to let the death tax increase, the family deduction go down. So it, fundamentally, the big, beautiful bill was a tax bill. Now, it was at the same time, it had to go through the reconciliation process, as you and your other guests discussed,
right,
which forced us to, quote, pay for the for those tax cuts. And I said, great, that means we're going to have to cut spending. And did this bill cut spending by as much as I would like? No, but it does cut some spending, and it does some other good things like defunding transgender clinics and defunding Planned Parenthood. It provides money for border security. It restores some sensible energy policy that I think will be a big driver of economic growth over the next decade. So I think overall it's a good bill. Is it as good as it can be? No. Do I think the increase in the SALT deduction is a little too generous? I do. And I'm with Senator Kennedy, as he said. I am for as much spending reduction as we can get. And it does have to come out of entitlements. One thing I've heard, you know, some criticism I've heard on social media of us House Republicans is that we are not doing enough of the DOGE cuts.
Right.
And as you and your guests discussed, most of the DOGE cuts are discretionary. We have to stick with mandatory. But yeah, there's a lot of room to cut mandatory spending in areas like our welfare programs and some of the ridiculous green energy subsidies of the Biden administration.
So Bob, I think a lot of people know this, but you're a physician, right?
Yes.
That is your background. And in
yes.
the, one of the dynamics that's at play here is Medicaid. And I don't know
yes.
all the particulars about what happened, but what Senator Hawley has thrown a flag on is he's taking a stake and he's siding with some Democrats here on any cuts to Medicaid. Now, my understanding is that this is work requirement oriented, and we're trying to make sure that the people who genuinely need the help with Medicaid are getting the help. But what are your thoughts on what might happen there, or I guess what came out of the House and is moving to the Senate, what might, you know, come back to you here?
Yeah. So I've taken care of Medicaid patients for well over 30 years. And if you do not see that there is waste, fraud, and abuse in the Medicaid program, you have not paid attention. You have not dealt with Medicaid much. So the traditional Medicaid population, the truly vulnerable, elderly, the disabled, poor children, pregnant women, are completely unaffected by the big, beautiful bill we passed last week out of the House. The only population of Medicaid recipients affected by the big, beautiful bill are the able-bodied working age adults who were given coverage under Obamacare. And in what way are we reforming that program? We're doing two things. One is we're checking eligibility. If you don't check eligibility, you are just inviting waste, fraud, and abuse. You're sending checks to managed care companies for people who don't live in your state, who may be dead, may be ineligible for other reasons. So we instituted required eligibility checks and then work requirements for those able to work, and very modest work requirements, I would add, 20 hours a week and volunteering, looking for work, qualify training programs, all qualify as work under the work requirements. So, you know, and I haven't talked directly to Senator Hawley about this, but at the same time, he says he's against Medicaid cuts. First of all, there are no Medicaid cuts,
bill. That's Washington.
Even
lingo,
under
right?
our bill, over the next decade, Medicaid will increase by $1 trillion. I think we could do a lot more to reform Medicaid than we did in the bill. But he said he's open to cutting out waste, fraud, and abuse, and he's open to work requirements, which is what the House bill does. So I think some senators will come around, and I even think there are some House members who came around once they really saw, well, I would say, how little we did to reform Medicaid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When Senator Hawley, he's referred to this increase, and I don't know what landed with the bill that got sent to them, but it was in theory going to increase what's referred to as beneficiary copays. And he says basically that's a hidden tax on working poor people who are trying to get health care. Can you explain that context?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think one of the big problems with our Medicaid system today is that that Medicaid card in a person's wallet is all-you-can-eat free health care. And with no copays, no deductibles, no coinsurance, I think everyone needs to have skin in the game. I've just seen, you or I or most of your listeners, when we think about, let's say, going to the ER because we, you know, sprained our ankle, we're afraid it might be broken, we think twice because of our copay or our deductible for that ER visit. For Medicaid visit patients, it's free, and ER services get overutilized, pharmaceutical services get overutilized. I think some skin in the game, some modest copays, and in most cases they would be, you know, very small, you know, $1 or $2, $5. I think copays, we worked on this when I was in the Missouri legislature, would be a good thing in the Medicaid system. And those copays are always waived in the case of emergencies. That's a feature of our existing program.
Congressman Bob Onner is back with us. Let me take you into one different area here, because we've been talking on this show. I'm sure you followed a lot of the coverage of the Alex Thompson and the Jake Tapper book. And then today, Carolyn Leavitt even said this about the wife of the former president.
They were just on The View last week. She was saying everything is fine. She's still lying to the American people. She still thinks the American public are so stupid that they're going to believe her lies. And frankly, it's insulting, and she needs to answer for it.
Bob, I'm very curious about your position on the cancer diagnosis. And then the follow-up there would be, I mean, who was running the country for the past 4 years, and will there be hearings about this?
Well, look, in 2020, I said on many radio shows, many interviews, I said there's a reason they're keeping Joe Biden in the basement, and it has nothing to do with COVID. It's because of his incapacity. And at that time, what I thought was early dementia turned out I was right. Yep. Now he has moderate to severe dementia. I think they I've talked to Congressman Greg Murphy, who is a urologist, treated prostate cancer for a living. He said that, remember how it was said that fortunately Biden's cancer is hormonally sensitive? Well, he said that test takes like like 4 months to come back. So there's no way they just found out about this right now and also found out that it was hormonally sensitive. Yeah, you know, the president of the United States has the best, most thorough health care in the world. There's no way it went from, you know, he went from healthy, you know, vibrant, outstanding health to end stage metastatic cancer without anyone knowing about it. They're lying to us, Mark.
What about hearings? Do you think, I mean, it seems like that's where we're heading to get some answers to what might have happened in the last 4 years. I mean, there's a lot on the table here because you're trying to pass a bill. You're trying to get some answers to questions. Yeah. What would your position be on that?
Oh, I think we should have hearings. I mean, I you know, the issue with hearings is where do we start? Do we start with the Biden incapacity cover up where whoever was running the auto pen the last 4 years was in charge of our country? Do we start with the Fauci cover up of the COVID scandal? Do we start with the weaponization of the government against the Republican candidate for president and then the president himself? Where do we start? I think we need to get to the bottom of this.
It really is a roulette wheel of, you know, very serious issues and questions that need to be answered. So I wish you good luck on that front, and we'll talk again very soon. Congressman Bob Onder, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.